The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I am so grateful that you are there. And I am grateful that I have the privilege of being your host. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got a whole stack of stuff, but phone lines are beginning to fill up, and I always try to defer to the phones. So first up this hour, we've got Randy in Plain City, Ohio. Randy, you're up on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Randy.
Talked to you last week. I was the 20-year listener that had never called, and now it's 2 weeks in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to need a little grace today. I've had 4 hours of sleep since Monday. So I was down at the rally. I took a motor home with 12 friends.
Okay.
And went just to show our support for Trump.
Sure.
Not worship of Trump. I didn't even vote for him in 16. I voted for him in 20.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, but and also just to ask for election, you know, fight for election integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we talked about the voter fraud, and you had brought that up again. I just one website that I would like people to look at is everylegalvote.com. And the gentleman does a really good job of, he's got the top 10 methods of fraud and the evidences of those. And
okay.
Just in last week you had said something about, you know, we'd have to come up with millions of votes. It wasn't actually millions of votes. It was down to 10,000-12,000 votes in, three states, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin. Those were very close.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hope I didn't say it would take millions of votes. I hope I didn't say that, because I know that's not true. Many thousands, but no, certainly not mm-hmm. millions. If I said that, I misspoke.
Okay. And then, just questioning what the proof was. And I know we're kind of beyond that probably at this point. It's just, beyond a miracle. It's not going to happen. Where's the proof? But we have, Pennsylvania's own dashboard had how many ballots were mailed out and then how many were received. And there was a 600,000 vote discrepancy. They got 600,000 more in than they mailed out.
Yeah. Randy, I fully agree that there are many, many, many unanswered questions that have mm-hmm. to be answered in order. We cannot continue as a country if we do not have faith in our elections. We can't, because that's the backbone of our country, fair and free elections that are honest and filled with integrity. And that's why I have been so adamantly opposed to the mail-in ballots and the number of absentee ballots. I think there is just enormous potential for fraud, and I stand in opposition to it. But the way our Constitution is written and the way our government functions, this has got to be done on a state-by-state level. And people in individual states, people in Pennsylvania, people in Wisconsin, people in Michigan are going to have to demand that there be full and transparent investigations into these accusations, and then let the chips fall where they may.
But there are grievances from state to state, though, and I think that's was one thing that I think I'm not an attorney, but it seemed that the Supreme Court should have taken up that Texas case, because what another state does, if they're not providing equal protection from one U.S. citizen to another, where they're not on equal standing.
Yeah. And I would agree with that.
They should have at least looked at all of the cases. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would agree. I think the Supreme Court should have taken it as well. Since you were there yesterday, when did you leave?
Yeah.
When did you leave?
That was kind of the main reason I was calling. That was the most surreal thing I had ever been a part of. It was just, and maybe it's because of my lack of sleep too, but it was just, this took time to process what just happened. And it's kind of putting the pieces together has been an interesting little journey here. And just, I mean, I had left around, we'd left the Capitol grounds around 2:30, I think it was.
So before things really got out of hand.
Well, we could see as we were leaving, we could see one of the people in our group say, hey, they're entering the side of the Capitol. They're entering the building.
Wow.
And we could just see them funneling in around the side. We had been, I don't know, facing the front, we're on the side that faces the monument as at the front, I guess. That was the other thing that you had kind of said that Trump and the press is reporting that we had been stirred up into a mob-like mentality. And that is just so far from the truth. What I was experiencing, what I've heard from a lot, my group, and what I heard on other talk shows, people calling in that were there, there was a spirit of patriotism, laughing. Obviously, you know, there's different chants of, stop the steal and that kind of thing. But it was a good natured, we were there to support Trump. I'm disappointed. I'm angry at times, obviously, I didn't feel that the crowd was being worked up, and we were far enough back.
Only because I'm going to run out of time. I got to ask you, since you were there, what happened?
There was a, it just felt like a dark spirit over that Capitol. Even the weather was supposed to be sunny, was windy and cold, that just stuck there. And there were instigators there with earpieces. We were 10 feet from a guy. He kept telling us, move closer. They need your help. They need your help. And who was this guy? He wasn't, the people, and finally one of my guys, like, you move forward. What do you, we don't work for, you don't tell us what to do. I mean, it felt like they were trying to force this situation.
Randy, you and your group didn't listen. You were not incited. What's the difference between?
Bob, nobody, very few were. It was these people dressed in black that moved in. And I'm pretty convinced that this was not, I mean, Trump people do not, they respect law.
But Randy, there were thousands of people that breached the perimeter of the Capitol, thousands of people standing on the steps. It was not just a dozen or 100 or 200. There were thousands of people.
I didn't see thousands, but I haven't looked at a lot of that, the video afterwards.
Yeah.
But
right.
I just, from what I saw around me, there were people, we're like, this isn't, what we at 2:30 we're like this we got in a circle and prayed for the the legislators and all that, and but we did feel a dark spirit there, and I have a lot to say as far as like the police, the way they were acting when people were disobeying. They needed to put them to the ground and put cuffs on them, but it was allowing, this is what they're not going to do anything, so we'll continue to climb the scaffolding. We'll continue to run around on the steps.
And, Well, Randy, I'm out of time, but I am so grateful you called. Thank you for your firsthand account. I appreciate it. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the way you behaved yourself and your group. And I appreciate it more than you could know. Randy, thanks. God bless you.
All right, thanks. Take care.
And out there had been more Randys in Washington, D.C., we would not have had happen what did happen. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I'm going to go to the phones here in just a moment, but a little bit of breaking news. During that break, Kelly McEnerney, the White House press secretary, came to the White House briefing room. It had been advertised as a press briefing. It was not. It was a statement. And I'm not being critical. I'm just being factual. She read a statement from the White House. And I thought it was interesting that she didn't say that it was from President Trump. She said it was from the entire White House. The statement was very brief. The statement condemned categorically all of the violence yesterday, the destruction of property, the attack on police. The statement said that was not patriotic. It was not American. And there was no excuse for it. And the condemnation of the violence was absolutely without any kind of excuse or rationalization. The statement said this was wrong, it was wrong, it was wrong. And we want everyone to know that all of us here at the White House condemn it in no uncertain terms. This was not patriotism. Then, at the end of the statement, the White House wants to assure the American people of a peaceful transfer of power, and then she left the podium, and the press briefing room went crazy, screaming, yelling, shouting at the top of their lungs at her as she left the podium, which has become kind of commonplace by the mainstream media and the White House press corps. We will not see that with Joe Biden. We will not see anything close to that with Joe Biden. But anyway, that is the official statement from the White House, and Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi are demanding now that my Vice President Pence and the cabinet call on the 25th Amendment of the Constitution to remove the president, and if not, they are threatening an impeachment. What? He's going to be out of office in 2 weeks. Impeachment. Pure gamesmanship, playing games with the American people, and is what happened yesterday is despicable. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, threatening impeachment with 2 weeks left in office is equally despicable. All right, I'm going to go to the phones. Chris on the north side of Columbus. Chris, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Haven't talked to you for a long time.
Yeah, I've been kind of dealing with some health problems, kind of busy, kind of dealing with the holidays. Thank God for them.
Yeah.
Christmas in a long time. God save the Republic. Happy Christmas and a blessed new year, I hope, to you and everyone out there.
Well, thank you, Chris. What else is on your mind?
Well, a couple observations and questions. Head out the gate with this one. Have you seen the statement that was made after the late May to June riots? The violent, appalling hideosities that were done in Washington, D.C.
Statement by who?
The mayor, Washington.
Probably, but I don't remember.
Well, I just urged some folks to go ahead, take that her mayorship statement.
And what did she say?
Basically that it's about George Floyd. We understand your anger, stuff like that, but don't, protest, but don't wreck Washington, D.C. when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
How close is that to exactly, considering the very relatively tame, coup, supposedly, that was going on yesterday, and President Trump's own statement?
Well,
very similar.
Well, yeah, and that's why, Chris, I keep saying we can't be like them. The riots by Antifa and Black Lives Matter was excused, rationalized, justified by Joe Biden and by the mayors of cities, Portland, Seattle, Washington, D.C., as you pointed out. It's bad, it shouldn't have happened, but we need to understand, and they're just expressing their frustration, and all of us on the right condemned that and said, no, it's riots, it's wrong, call it for what it is. And that's why I'm appealing that we do the same thing with what happened yesterday. I hope and pray that we find out who was behind it. If Antifa was there, that should be exposed. If the majority were Trump supporters, I don't care who they are, they should be exposed and prosecuted, because what they did was not only illegal, it was counterproductive. If the majority of the people who did that yesterday were supporters of Donald Trump, they destroyed his legacy. They destroyed it. They may have been there to support him, but nobody has done more harm to Donald Trump than the people who stormed the Capitol building yesterday. And if they are Trump supporters, they harmed their cause terribly.
True. At least wise, on the surface, news points. But I do have, there is a second question here. Did we finally see the kettle lid, the tea kettle's lid blew off and the pot boiling over? Not because of what's been going on for like summer of rage that we've been seeing, but whether they're right or wrong, justifiable or not.
I think there's no doubt. You're right, and that's a very good way to describe it, Chris. The pot boiled over yesterday. Doesn't make it right, but I believe you are correct. That's a great way to describe it. The pot boiled over yesterday. Good way. Good way to describe it.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, I gotta go. Thanks.
Good to
talk to you. It's been too long. All right. Bobberty Live will continue. Quick break, and we'll be back.